The latest trove of 3 million documents, including 2,000 videos and 180,000 images related to the late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, are shaking up politics around the globe and, at the very least, embarrassing some of the most global elite men. Among them, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, who in an email Epstein accuses of catching an STD, sexually transmitted disease, from a Russian girl, which drove him to seek Epstein's help in securing a treatment that Gates could also slip to his then-wife, Melinda, without her knowledge. Gates denying that claim. Tech billionaire Elon Musk asked Epstein what night his wildest parties were on the island, where some of the alleged abuse of underage girls took place in the Caribbean. U.S. President Donald Trump visited Epstein just before announcing his presidency in 2015, according to a 2017 memo from the FBI that references a confidential human source the agency established a new relationship with. That counters Trump's claims he stopped talking with Epstein in the early 2000s. And the timing of the visit, in the spring, just months before Trump announced his bid for presidency, in June, raises more questions. Trump has long denied any wrongdoing with Epstein. That same FBI memo also notes Epstein lured underage girls to his ranch in New Mexico and videotaped them. He earned his money in helping wealthy clients hide theirs offshore, and he was the wealth manager of Russian President Vladimir Putin and Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe. Another document in the files is a 2007 FBI memo outlining the evidence against Epstein to secure a 60-count indictment for the abuse of about a dozen girls. That, as ABC News reports, gathered dust, while then U.S. Attorney Alexander Acosta pursued a much softer deal for Epstein, which drew widespread condemnation. Acosta would go on to serve as Labor Secretary for Donald Trump's first term in the White House, but leave a year later due to his handling of the Epstein scandal. Epstein was sentenced to 13 months of incarceration for fewer crimes, most of that served on home arrest, where the alleged abuse continued. The Middle East Eye is reporting an FBI memo accuses Epstein of having Mossad ties and claims Trump was compromised by Israel and that a Jewish religious group founded in Russia, Shabbat Lubavitch, sought to influence Trump's first term in office, noting his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was one of their supporters. According to an informant, Kushner was seen as the brains behind Trump's organization and his presidency. The group, Shabbat Lubavitch, supports settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories, which are illegal under international law. Slovakia's national security advisor to the prime minister resigned over the weekend after it was disclosed he visited Epstein in the aftermath of Epstein's incarceration. There is further fallout of Britain's former ambassador to Washington, Peter Mandelson, who resigned from the governing Labour Party on Sunday following new claims he received payments from Epstein. Mandelson said he was stepping aside to avoid causing further embarrassment and denied the allegations. Prime Minister Keir Starmer now urging Mandelson to resign from the House of Lords. Top U.S. Justice Department official Todd Blanche, Deputy Attorney General, has played down the possibility of additional criminal charges arising from those files.
If we had information, we meaning the Department of Justice, about men who abused women, we would prosecute them, right? We talked about the work that we're doing. That's why I said that. I said this earlier. There's this built-in assumption that somehow there's this hidden tranche of information of men that we know about that we're covering up or that we're choosing not to prosecute. That is not the case. I don't know whether there are men out there that abuse these women. If we learn about information and evidence that allows us to prosecute them, you better believe we will. But I don't think that the public or you all are going to uncover men within the Epstein files that abuse women.
The New York Times reportedly identified 40 images of nude females that were unredacted, their ages unknown. It notified the DOJ those images since taken down. Blanche notes images of child pornography and other violence was redacted in the latest release.
Any depiction of CSAM or child pornography was obviously excluded. Anything that would jeopardize an active federal investigation. And finally, anything that depicts or contain images of death, physical abuse, or injury, also not produced.
But he said the existence of such items is not sufficient for prosecution, reiterating what department officials said over the summer, that a review of Epstein-related records did not establish a basis for new criminal investigations. Blanche said that position remains unchanged. The documents were released on the same day of the world premiere of Melania, a documentary of First Lady Melania Trump. That gave renewed scrutiny to her film's director, who was also in the Epstein files. In images with Epstein and females whose faces are blacked out, their ages unknown. Director Brett Ratner is in another image hugging Jean-Luc Brunel, the man accused of trafficking girls for Epstein. Brunel, like Epstein, reportedly killed himself in a jail cell. Director Ratner was accused of rape by 7 women in 2017 during the Me Too movement. He denies the allegations. No charges were ever filed. Silicon Valley Representative Ro Khanna, who co-sponsored the bill to release the Epstein files, noted millions more documents are still unreleased. He said he's pushing for the release of the FBI 302 victim interview statements and other documents, saying, quote, "Failing to release these files only shields the powerful individuals who were involved and hurts the public's trust in our institutions," unquote. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.